Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today, we want to read a verse from Exodus chapter 26, verse 1, and talk about how God likes to do things from the inside out. So here's our verse, Exodus chapter 26, verse 1. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them. When Moses met God on Mount Sinai, he came down with more than tablets of the law. He also came down with a pattern to build the special tent that God told them to build. It was to be called the Tent of Meeting, or the Tabernacle of God. A tabernacle is simply a tent, but this was no ordinary tent. It was the traveling house of God. In Exodus chapter 25, it says that God told Moses to build three important pieces of furniture for inside the tent. The first was the Ark of the Covenant, the second was the Table of Showbread, and the third was the golden menorah that gave light to the tent. After describing these three pieces belonging to the inside of the tent, God then gave Moses the pattern for building the tent itself, the exterior of the structure. There were to be four layers of material covering the tent. The first layer was of fine woven linen with the artistic design of cherubim. There was the inside layer. This was the inside layer, which the priests saw inside the tabernacle. It reminded them that this represented the throne room of God in heaven. The second layer was a large blanket made of goat's hair. The third covering made of ram's skin dyed red. And the fourth, an outside layer, was of badger skins sewed together in a large leather tarp. These large coverings lay over a system of boards that were set on silver bases, covered with gold, and connected by gold-covered wood rods. When these four layers of curtains were laid on one another, the result was that the tent was very dry and very dark. The only light came from the golden menorah described in the previous chapter. It was here that the priests performed their duties before the Lord. Now, much could be said about each particular aspect of the tent itself. The colors, the fabrics, the metals, the way that the structure tied together, each of these had an important symbolic significance. But there's also value in looking at the broader picture, noticing just how the plans of the tabernacle were revealed to Moses. God started from the inside, telling Moses what to put in the tent. Then God worked out from there, and then finally God told them how to build the outside. Even in his descriptions of the four coverings, God started from the inside and worked out. This is how the work of God is always done in us, from the inside out. First, he makes us new men and women in Jesus Christ and lifts us up to sit in heavenly places with him. That inner work being done, then he works on the outside. Now, today, spend some time recognizing the work that God has already done inside you, making you a new person in Jesus Christ. Then let that make the difference on the outside in how you live your life. Remember, he works from the inside out.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.